Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams, and for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Talk about a week's worth of talking points. My goodness. I mean, I forgot the Astros thing even happened. I'm looking down at my sheet here. Oh, yeah, that was this week, too. You know, the Astros, who just won the World Series a couple years ago, were in it this year, are cheaters. And you know, that's third, fourth, fifth down the priority list right now. I mean, it is cheating, right? Like I've always said, stealing signs is not cheating. That's silly to call stealing signs cheating. It's like how counting cards is not cheating in a casino. Like, why would counting cards in a casino be cheating? If you are able to determine what is coming next via the math of a deck of cards and your brain working that quickly, how are you cheating? You're not doing anything extracurricular. You're just better. That's just being good. That's not cheating. That's being good. Same thing with stealing signs. If you're able to watch and decipher what might be coming next based on the pattern of the catcher or the pitcher, you're just better. It's when you're using the technology that makes it cheating. If you go into the casino and have someone hide a camera behind the dealer that tells you what card is coming next, then you're cheating. If you do whatever the Astros did with it after seeing the monitor, you're cheating. I mean, like, studying for the exam and then getting the answers right is not cheating. Writing it on the bottom of your shoe is. And the Astros used a slightly more high-tech version of writing the answers on the bottom of their shoe. So, the Astros are cheaters. Pretty simple. How much does that impact what they've accomplished? That's up to you. I saw people doing the home road splits for some of their games, and that was interesting. But they should be thankful, because some of the biggest stories in weeks, if not months, took place since that period of time. So I'm not even going to really spend any time on the Astros, I don't think, today. Not going to spend really any time on Carmelo Anthony. Like, how much time was spent talking about whether Carmelo Anthony should be back in the league? A lot, right? Is Carmelo unjustly out of the league? Well, he's back in the league, and crickets, because so much else is going on. I mean, he's got a pretty good situation in Portland there, where he'll at least, I think, have a chance to have a role while still doing his thing, because they have a gaping hole at that position. We'll still see if he still has the ability at this point, but I'm glad he's getting a chance to end his career on a better note. So, I mean, you got Carmelo. The Wiseman thing, you know, the big part of that story happened. He's ineligible now and is appealing all that. But those are just some of the other things. But we have a lot of huge topics to get to today. And without further ado, I'll start with the Myles Garrett situation. Obviously, that was what lit up the sports world yesterday, Thursday night. And, you know, the first thing about this I want to say is, whenever something happens that is basically cut and dry, it's pretty remarkable to watch sports media types and people online just kind of compete to see who can be more outraged about it. You know, like, what is one to say about the Myles Garrett situation? What is the nuance to Myles Garrett's part of it, right? I mean, is there anyone, raise your hand if you think what Myles Garrett did was fine. nothing wrong with what Myles Garrett did. It's fine. No problem. Everyone can see that and go, oh, yeah, shouldn't have done that. Should not have done that. So the question is, were the consequences correct and whatnot? I just, found it entertaining in a way to see people frothing at the mouth to bend over backwards in order to see who could have the strongest take on Myles Garrett. He should be banished from the planet. Myles Garrett should be imprisoned on Mars for what he did. People just going nuts about the whole thing. This was the easiest situation for the NFL to handle in history. There's never been an easier situation for the NFL to handle. So simple. So simple. Because, look, obviously people wanted a swift, strong reaction to what happened with Garrett. And there deserved to be a swift, strong reaction. As much as I'm, sort of poking fun at the reaction, you can't hit somebody over the head with your helmet. It is an act outside of the realm of the sport and a dangerous one. And you look at the season and how many games are remaining. So the Browns got 6 games remaining, right? That's the first thing I did. All right, how many more games do the Browns have to play? 6? Oh, just suspend him for the season. Done. There it is. That's all you had to do. Because, honestly, I probably wouldn't have suspended him that long in a vacuum. I probably would have gone, if it were just me, would you say how many games? I would have said 4 games. I think I would have suspended him 4 games. If it were just, up to me making that decision. That seems pretty strong and just to me and representative to the entire situation. That's a quarter of the season, 4-game suspension, boom. But because there was only 2 games beyond that, end of the reaction, the NFL can suspend him the rest of the season, making it essentially the longest suspension anyone's ever gotten outside of Vontaze Burfict for a number of things. But when it comes to like Albert Haynesworth on the one on-field incident was 5 games, I believe. This is 6 games. So it makes it the biggest suspension that really there's been for a non-cumulative act. And it's also not excessive. Because all the stuff about banning him from the league, come on. And having him arrested and all that stuff. I mean, the arrest thing is a slippery slope because I've said for years that throwing a baseball at somebody is assault. Is it not? I mean, what's the difference between swinging your helmet at somebody and throwing a baseball at somebody? And in fact, I could say throwing the baseball at somebody is worse because it was premeditated. This was not a premeditated act by Myles Garrett. This was obviously a heat-of-the-moment act by Myles Garrett. And it's, so much worse because Mason Rudolph's helmet is off. And every time I watch the replay of it, Mason Rudolph acting like the innocent victim here also amuses me because he was acting like a punk that entire time. Just because that's the case, Mason Rudolph's not blameless does not justify Myles Garrett's actions. I've already said, to me, this was the easiest decision in the universe for the NFL. Suspended for the rest of the season. That's strong. It's not excessive. And really, now the story's done, as far as I'm concerned. But when you watch the chain of events that led up to it, I mean, Myles Garrett is having his helmet attempted to be pulled off on the ground. I'm looking at it right now by Mason Rudolph, who's twisting at his head while he's trying to take his helmet off, and then he kicks him in the groin. So it's not exactly like Mason Rudolph had nothing to do with Myles Garrett getting upset and what took place and transpired there. Now, the reason I believe that the strong punishment was just is because of the reaction from Myles Garrett's peers, right? Like you saw Patrick Mahomes and J.J. Watt and a bunch of other guys go, yo, you can't do that. And that stands out to me because I think people have to maintain the proper perspective here. This is football, right? I mean, the rules of football are what they are, but every single play in a football game is assault in real life. Every single play is like a brutal sport. And I'm oftentimes surprised that there isn't more on-field incidents like this, because I got to give credit to guys to be able to keep enough focus when they're playing such a violent game that requires such physicality to not let it spill over into their emotions and beyond the realms of the rules of the game. But they, for the most part, do a really good job of that. And so the peers of Myles Garrett having the reaction they did let me know, all right, this is really serious and not par for the course, therefore requires a strong, decisive action. And you look at the schedule, you see there's only six games remaining. To me, that was a layup for the NFL league office. A layup. 855-212-4227. What do you make of the Myles Garrett situation? A couple days out, the suspension handed down by the league, Mason Rudolph's role in the altercation. 855-212-4227. And we got another big topic to get to today, too, by the way. You know, I think the Steelers should punish Mason Rudolph, Anthony. I think he might be screening calls. Or Shep, you know how I think the Steelers should punish Mason Rudolph?
I don't.
By signing Colin Kaepernick. It's the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the Robin Lundberg Show.
It is the Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. Lots of talking points. We're starting with the Myles Garrett situation. To me, I mean, there's not really that much to say, honestly. I know a lot of people had a lot to say, but there's not that much to say. What Myles Garrett did was bad, obviously, right? Like, duh. Anybody, you cannot say anything else. If anybody is saying anything else, they're trying too hard. What Myles Garrett did was wrong. He got a little out of pocket. He was caught up in the moment, and he did something he should not have done. And to me, the punishment was so easy for the NFL. It was such a layup. Because if there had been 12 games left in the NFL season, it'd be harder. But because there was just six, they can suspend him for the rest of the season. It's a super strong suspension. Relatively speaking, Albert Haynesworth got 5 for stepping on somebody's face. And it's also not excessive. Because if they go beyond that, I think it'll be excessive. I really do. Like, if you go beyond this season, then you're just leaning in too hard. You know, 6-game suspension to me is actually a little much. I would do 4 in a vacuum. But I understand the move, and it's the same move I would have made. I would have suspended him for the season if I was running things, because then you satisfy the reactions and everybody who's all upset about it, but you're not going too crazy with what you're doing. You know, the reaction from Myles Garrett's peers is what stood out to me, because they play a violent game and they still were shocked by that. But, I mean, there was a lot of factors that went on in that whole altercation as well, including Mason Rudolph's role in it, which has been a sort of lightning rod for discussion. And Mason Rudolph was the victim of Myles Garrett's attack, but he was certainly not a blameless victim. Again, I would say he was acting like a punk during that whole entire process, trying to pull Garrett's helmet off on the ground, then restarting the fight once they got up to their feet, and then complaining like, oh, I did nothing afterwards, when he was the instigator, and then Myles Garrett took it too far. 855-212-4227. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 855-212-4227. Brought to you by Geico. Great news, there's a quick way you could save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Let's go to Brandon in Anderson, South Carolina. Brandon, you're up first here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, man, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, listen, obviously it was crazy, but I really think that Cleveland was playing dirty that entire game. I mean, you take that Randall hit on Johnson where he got ejected. If you go back and watch the game, there were several plays where Rudolph had already thrown the ball or something, and they were sort of late hits. There was one, I can't remember the guy who did it, but it was a D lineman, and he sort of raised his helmet up to Rudolph's helmet, and they didn't call a flag for it. But it seemed to me like they were obviously trying to, you know, be rough, you know, which I know it's football and I know it's, you know, going to happen.
Well, Freddie Kitchens has caught, I think, a lot of heat after the fact for the Browns being, I mean, they said the word undisciplined, but the way you're taking it is further than that, not just undisciplined, but beyond the scope.
Reckless.
Yeah, yeah, reckless, beyond the scope. There's a good word, reckless, good word. I do this for a living, and you beat me to it, so good job.
Thank you, man. Thank you. But I think there was sort of intention, you know. I'm not sure exactly what happened down there. You know, it seems like maybe something was said by Rudolph or something to make Garrett kind of trigger.
Well, he also tried to pull his helmet off, twisted his head, you know, and kicked him in the groin, it looked like to me. So, I mean, there was plenty Rudolph did in that specific altercation. I think you're probably right. It was all building, right? Like, you know, and Rudolph might have been frustrated by some of the stuff you were talking about before, which is what led to his, you know, to me, it's kind of like if you walked up to somebody and, like, did a quick punch to their stomach. And, you know, not trying to hurt them, but punched their stomach and it bothered them, and then they punched you in the face. You know, that's kind of what happened.
Yeah, I definitely agree. It was crazy to see, you know, but being around here, people say they've never seen anything like that. I remember the Clemson-South Carolina brawl pretty vividly. So, you know, I've seen crazy stuff happen on the football field.
Sure. Know? And I think part of the difference was this was a game in prime time on its own. That always changes the focus. If this had happened on Sunday afternoon, it would still be a big deal. I don't know if it would be as big a deal because there would be competing things at the same time. All eyes were on this on Thursday night. Let's go to Ricky in Texas. Ricky, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Ricky?
Hey, what's going on, man?
How are you?
I'm doing just fine, man. I love the show, man, by the way.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, man, I just wanted to chime in on the game. After seeing the video, Mason Rudolph, man, was the attacker first. And, you know, Myles Garrett's situation, you know, what he did was a little bit too far. But if someone is kicking at you and doing the things that Rudolph was doing, you know, you can't help but try and to, you know, defend yourself. But I think Myles went a little bit too far, and now I know he's feeling some type of way about it. And but you got to control yourself because everybody's watching you, and you know you got to do a little bit better. Walk off from it, you know. Try to cool yourself down some, but
yeah. Well, the way I put it is Mason Rudolph was the instigator, and Myles Garrett escalated it too far.
Yeah, right.
And so I mean I probably. If it were just me in charge and I was doing what I think were the appropriate suspensions, I would suspend Myles Garrett 4 games and Mason Rudolph 1 game. I understood why the NFL suspended Myles Garrett for the rest of the season. And if I was in Roger Goodell's position or John Runyon's position, I get that decision because there was only 6 games left, right? So you can satisfy everybody who's calling for these extreme punishments because that's a very strong punishment, but you're also not going too crazy where you're, you know, banning him or you know, suspending him for any time beyond this season, which I hope they don't do. I know they're saying it should end with this. I think that should be the end of the story, and he should be back at the start of next year. Personally.
Right. And one more question, man. I'll let you go.
Yeah.
With this incident that happened, how do you think about the upcoming things that may occur during the season now with all the hard hitting and the you know the extra jaw jawing on the sideline, you know, stuff like that? Because you know the NFL, man, they like to nitpick at stuff like this, and they kind of open up a door to really attack everything that's going to go on.
I don't think it means any. I mean, look, the next Steelers-Browns game, maybe. As far as the rest of the league, football's what it is. I mean, that's what one of the things that I'm a little miffed about, I guess, is how many people are huge football watchers and then get like out of control about this. I mean, what you're You know, I had somebody tell me yesterday, I hate violence. Then why you watch football? You hate violence? That doesn't make any sense. Like, you can't say you hate violence. I mean, I know it's sanctioned violence, football, versus what happened with Myles Garrett. It was not part of the sanctioned event, and that's why it's extra. That's why he deserves to be suspended, and he's walked that line a few times, by the way, which is worth noting. Like, this wasn't the first time Garrett has probably gone a little too far. So that is what, again, makes me think the season-long suspension is fine. But football's a violent sport. I mean, there's going to be collisions. There's going to be skirmish. I'm actually surprised there's not more. I'm surprised there's not more because I got to give guys credit. I don't know how you get yourself into the mind state to go out there and do what they do, and then at the same time to keep your focus while you're out there doing what they do. So I think most NFL players deserve a lot of credit, actually, for being able to focus that violent energy, because they're focusing it on the activity, the game at hand. And I think that's got to be difficult. It's got to be difficult because what it takes to go out there and play football, that's not... I know people just watch and they have their fantasy leagues and it's part of your habits and everything, but think about what you are actually seeing. Play after play after play after play after play.
You're listening to The Robin Lundberg Show.
It is The Robin Lundberg Show here on CBS Sports Radio. John Brandio 1 tweets in, what Rudolph did in any game would have gotten just a personal foul and fine. So if you would suspend him, it would only be because of what Garrett did to him. How far back should we go to blame for the final act? Look, if we're getting the reaction that we're getting to this whole incident, again, I think if you're the principal at a school and you're reacting to a fight and you bring the two involved parties into the fight, and one of the people, after he was punched in the stomach, punched the other kid in the face, knocked him on the ground, and then kicked him in the head, he's going to get a worse punishment than the kid who started the fight by punching him in the stomach. That doesn't mean the kid who punched him in the stomach should get nothing. I mean, if I were doing what I think is most fair, I think Myles Garrett gets 4 games and Mason Rudolph gets 1 game. I understand the way the NFL did it, though. I'm not like saying that Mason Rudolph must be suspended. I don't think it's a big deal in that regard, but I think there was enough there to warrant one. He's on the ground trying to rip the dude's helmet off. And then once they get up, he's the one who reinstigated the fight. Myles Garrett's reaction was way too extreme, and that's why he got suspended as long as he got suspended the rest of the season, which to me is a layup. I understand why the NFL did it. If I was, you know, again, I'm differentiating my personal viewpoint on what it is versus what I would do if I was running things. Because what I would do if I was running things is the exact same thing, suspended for the rest of the season. Because it's strong, 6 games, that's more than Albert Haynesworth got for stomping on a dude's head. And it's not excessive because I don't think, you know, I think the, I saw somebody put this, the Outrage Olympics, I think it was Bomani Jones, called it the Outrage Olympics. That is right on as far as the reaction after. It's like people competing to see who can get worked up the most about how Myles Garrett should be shot into the sun, when I think what happened was appropriate. 855-212-4227. Let's go to Monty in Dallas. Monty, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on?
Hey, well, first of all, congratulations on your show, and I'm a all-night driver for Uber, and I enjoy listening to you guys. But I had a different approach to this. I think the Houston Astro scenario and also the Garrett and Rudolph. I think it all boils down to this. I know we're talking about the result of what I'm about to say. I think these guys have become to a privileged life. I mean, they're getting paid very, very well, and I understand that. But I think they think they're above. I think the Houston Astros probably thought they're above any kind of rules to do what they did. And I think Garrett and you know, he thinks, hey, I'm making lots of money. I can do what I want to do.
I don't think that, I mean, I don't think that applies to Garrett whatsoever. I mean, the Astros, what they did was premeditated. And I, you know, yes, they clearly were ignoring the rules, obviously, or any of the accepted customs to gain a competitive advantage. I don't think it had anything to do with their money. I think it was a competitive thing. Miles Garrett, that's a reactionary thing. There was no thought process to what Miles Garrett was doing. That was just emotional reaction.
Yeah, I understand. It is. But what I'm trying to say, this is a very underlying foundational place that I think they've gotten to, is that they get to this place where that they can't do wrong. And, I mean, why would you think that a guy would feel like it'd be okay to rip a helmet off and hit the guy with a helmet?
Well, I don't think he's thinking in that moment. That's blind rage. That's
right.
But I don't think that has anything to do with entitlement or money. I think that has a lot more to do with playing professional football. And, you know, like, I said before, I'm surprised that stuff like that doesn't happen more often, because that's a not normal activity. You're like, playing football is not a normal activity. Human beings are not designed to play professional football, right? Like, it results in head trauma. Like, fact. Playing professional football puts you at risk for head trauma and brain damage. Not to mention the damage to the rest of your body. Nobody who plays football, nobody, not a single person, leaves that game the same. Not a single person. So there are varying degrees of the damage and the toll it takes on them. So you have to, like, keep aware of that. Be cognizant of that. And I know a lot of people, I think, try to ignore it because they don't want to feel bad about liking football as much as they do. I'm not telling you to feel bad about liking it. That's, you know, your prerogative, however you feel. I'm just talking about the realities of it. And the reality of it is it's a brutal, dangerous, violent sport. And I'm, again, almost surprised it doesn't happen more often, because I try to think of the mind state one must get in to outcompete the other team out there, because that team's trying to win. They're trying to beat you too. So that means you have to shove them off the line of scrimmage. That means you have to bring some of the best athletes in the world down to the ground by sheer force and will. And to keep it focused simply on the game and your task at hand is very impressive, because you are doing something violent. It's sanctioned violence, but you're still participating in a violent activity. So it's impressive to keep the violence within the confines of the rule book and what's sanctioned, rather than having some of it spill over. And what we saw on Thursday night was some of it spilling over. Let's go to Gary in Jacksonville. Gary, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Good morning, Robin. Enjoy the show, sir.
Thank you.
It's interesting that the NFL, Major League Baseball, and the NBA, from you know, load management to the Astros to what happened Thursday night, they all went through their controversies one way or another all at the same time. I just found that very interesting. And I got about three things for you, Robin. I'll try to go as quickly as I can to let others through. I agree. I have no problem. It's a no-brainer. You got to suspend Garrett for the rest of the season. That's all right with me, and indefinitely, to whether or not it's a couple games next year. I still thought Mason Rudolph should have been suspended a game or two for his actions. As you say, he was an instigator, and I don't think a fine was enough. I thought he should have got a game or two. My thought, and it's the other two things, Robin, it'd be interesting to find out how badly the Astros get punished through all this, how much Manfred lays the hammer down through all of this, and because they got to lose draft picks and at least punishments and fines to the GM, perhaps even losing their jobs, some people. And the other thing, Robin, the quarterbacks that are coming out from Tua, I'm a big Dolphins fan, and I'm hoping they draft Herbert. Give me your thoughts on Herbert, Tua, and Burroughs, those guys, and their possible NFL careers. Thanks, Robin.
Well, I like Tua, but I don't like the fact that he's already been banged up so much at the college level. That would make me hesitant at the professional level. The other guys, I mean, obviously Burrow was very impressive last week and has sort of emerged. I haven't quite seen enough I don't think of Herbert to weigh in as an expert. But you know, like a lot of people, I saw the most of Burrow that I've seen last week, and then with Tua, I've seen plenty of Tua. But I think again, his injuries would concern me a little bit. As far as what you're saying, again, I'm with you. I would have suspended Mason Rudolph one game. And I would have suspended Myles Garrett 4 games if it were just my personal choice. As a representative of the league, I would have suspended Myles Garrett the entire season just like they did. I would not extend it into next season. I think the entire season is sufficient. That's 6 games more than Albert Haynesworth got. I think that's a strong but not excessive response to the situation. How about Nate in Baltimore? Nate, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Rob? How you doing, man?
What's good, man?
About Myles Garrett hitting the Steelers quarterback upside head.
Yeah.
That was a scary situation. What else was kind of scary? But I'm going to say this. The punishment that Myles Garrett got, I think, is perfect. Perfect punishment. What else was scary to me is when you were talking about it on air, the incident, you were giggling all at the same time. That upset me big time.
Well, I'm not talking about the incident. I'm talking about the reaction to the incident. And Mason Rudolph is okay. No one was hurt in that.
That's not funny either. The reaction.
I do think the reaction was a little funny. I think a lot of people were competing to see who could look the most upset about it.
I mean, what I'm saying, it was so scary. The guy could have been bleeding inside his head.
Well, that could happen on every play in a football game.
Yeah, but I mean, this was like.
What do you say when a baseball player throws a baseball at another guy?
That was assault right there.
Okay, but what do you say when a baseball player throws a baseball at another guy? That's assault too. I'd rather get hit with a helmet than a baseball.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, the baseball players are wearing helmets, which helps protect them, but I'd rather get hit with a helmet than a baseball. Baseball's denser than a helmet.
Now, if that game had been played, like I said, outside of the NFL, it's like in a schoolyard or a park, they would have called a cops and had
of course, rest. But so would the same thing for throwing a – so would tackling somebody.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, anything, almost anything. There is assault on every play in football if it happens in real life.
Yeah.
That was – the reason the suspension is because what Myles Garrett did was beyond the realms of the game and uncalled for.
Yeah.
Clearly uncalled for.
Yeah, it was dangerous and it was –
that's
nasty.
What I was laughing about, the idea that clearly it was uncalled for. Anybody who's saying otherwise is out of their minds. So it's not like you can come at this situation with some enlightened, insightful perspective that's different than everybody else. Anybody who watches that must go, that is wrong what Myles Garrett did. So
yeah.
Then just competing to see who could say it's the most wrong is what amused me.
Okay. Have a great day.
All right, you too. Let's go to Jimmy in Fort Worth, Texas. Jimmy, you're up next here on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hi. Hey, how you doing, Robin?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm good. I just got off work. I'm a railroader. You know, someone's got to be there all the live long day. And it's
I haven't heard that phrase in a long time. All the live long day. Yeah.
Right? I'm living it, dude. Living it.
Hey, David, anyway, more power to you.
Well, anyway, thank you for having me. It's my first time calling in. I don't normally do this, so I've got a few points if I can make them, and I'll try to be quick.
Okay.
First of all, you mentioned these guys with their brain injury getting hit in the head.
Yeah.
First of all, I don't say this for any other reason than just to say I relate. I'm a Marine combat vet with traumatic brain injury. Yes, they do get brain injuries.
Yeah.
Yes, it can affect them. The other point to that I completely understand that I think everyone's overlooking is these are, what, 22, 23-year-old kids, most of them?
I mean, look, any professional sport is a young man's game. I don't know what the average age of the NFL is, but I think the average career is something like 8 years, and obviously you come in generally out of college, yeah.
Right, and a guy like Miles, he's, you know, 22, 23, maybe 24. He's a kid. I was 20 years old, put in charge of a squad of Marines going into Iraq in 2003. And believe me, the hardest thing in the world is to turn it off. And even in the middle of a firefight, when someone pops in the window, to not just turn and squeeze a trigger, to have that discipline. And when it's over with, it's hard to turn it off. Why do you think there's so many vets struggling? Because turning it off, like you said, football is not what the human mind is supposed to do. Mm. That kind of competition, that kind of intensity. So these young guys, they don't just turn it off. And Miles is probably as harmful as a box of kittens outside of the football field.
Yeah.
And he's a gentle guy, and he's a good guy. So the guy that called in and said that he thinks he can do whatever he wants, I respectfully disagree.
You know,
Miles ain't that guy.
I really appreciate your perspective on that, Jimmy. And I want to read a tweet from Chris Long afterwards, because I guess Chris Long has a foundation or a it's called Water Boys, professional athletes and fans on a mission to provide clean water for 1 million people. And I thought his statement was excellent, because Myles Garrett's a part of this. And he said, plain and simple, what Myles Garrett did last night was wrong. He knows it. He's shown contrition, and he's obviously been dealt a stiff punishment. He has a long road ahead to restore his good name. That will include and already includes many obstacles. Those obstacles will not include removal from our Water Boys team. He's already positively impacted the lives of tens of thousands of people through bringing the gift of clean water to communities. When I recruited Miles to Water Boys, I recruited him because of his thoughtfulness, intelligence, and a strong desire to help others. Even after last night's ugly scene, I still believe in Miles. He is a good person who absolutely lost his cool and will deservedly reap the consequences, but those consequences will not include taking away a vehicle for him to continue to do good. And I thought that was an excellent statement from Chris Long. As far as the last caller, he has a personal perspective when it comes to war. I would not compare football and war, obviously, because one is a as dangerous a game as it is. One is a game and one is not, of course. But I understood the parallels he was trying to draw. I could never, trust me, understand fully what it's like to go into war. That's just, it blows my mind. As far as football, to a lesser degree, clearly, but still to the parallel he was trying to draw, I understand. It's not one I would draw myself because I have no personal experience. But I do, and like I said before, am a little bit surprised that there aren't more incidents like what happened with Myles Garrett, because football is not a normal activity. And the level of passion, the level of physicality, and violence that one must utilize in a football field, it is super impressive how many guys can keep that completely focused on the task at hand and not have it spill over. And in Myles Garrett's case, it spilled over. 855-212-4227. Robin Lundberg Show, CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.